Tristan, you still alive?
Nope.
Hey everyone.
Long time no see.
Long time no see. Hopefully you guys still remember just who the fuck we are. This is the Logan Aguirre Hour podcast featuring Tristan Vasquez, episode 159. It's been a while. Tristan decided to take a little spring break vacation.
No.
And then this past Tuesday he had a little date and he didn't want to cancel. So. No, I'm just kidding. No, what's up, everyone?
It's been all Logan's fault. Just know that
it's been the host
of the show's fault that there hasn't been any episodes.
Nope.
Hey, but it's okay. True. He has a good reason behind it.
No, not even that.
Yes, he does.
No, it's
we're living life.
No, it was just last week you had spring break, and we were sure as fuck weren't gonna go back to Starbucks and do that. Mm-mm. But. We did foreshadow this problem a long, long time ago. The lack of football and the lack of information going on creates a little problem with us posting and having shit to talk about. And also, our location now, the college where Tristan goes to, they are getting sick and tired of us because they put us in the back of this fucking shithole. Tristan's holding a candle because it's too dark in here. it's actually bad. I didn't even know these existed.
I didn't either.
Us so far away because from people.
Here's what happened. I asked them. I'm like, are there any study rooms available?
No.
As soon as I said study rooms, like, shit. Right? Because they knew we're coming. Right?
Study my dick. They're a bunch of ladies.
And so they're like, no, we don't. I was like, okay. I started walking up. She's like, wait. She's like, there is one. Back there.
It's
very small. I'm like, well, let me go check it out. And I walk 2 miles later. I look to my right, see a small room with the size of me. You've already laid down. You probably
have some room left.
Yeah, it's about a closet. No, it's not a closet size. It's a little bigger than a closet. Very small, out the way. They're celebrating. I'm looking at them right now because they can't. They see us talking, but they can't hear us.
They can't hear a thing. Now, if there's anyone next to us, I highly apologize because I think there might be. There might be
someone sitting over there. Oh,
they're not studying, that's for sure. But it's nice to be back. Today, our episode is going to be all about every move or every major move that was made during or has been made during this NFL offseason. When it comes to free agency, when it comes to trades and free agent signings and releases. As of right now, pretty much every single big name that was on the market has now been signed to a team, has been traded to a team, or he has selected his own team. And I woke up to this via Twitter. That we're just going to get started right away. Your favorite team, the New York Giants, they traded away JPP a couple years after he got a massive extension to the Tampa Bay Bucks for a third-round pick and some other shit. So as of right now, that's the breaking news, whatever day it is today. What day is it? The 19th?
No.
The 20th?
22nd.
Damn, already March has flown by. Yeah, so whenever it is that you're listening to this, episode 159, March 22nd, Thursday, JPP was traded to the Bucks. There's been so many players that have come and gone that we're really not going to dissect this one. But do you have any thoughts about them? I mean, what does this mean? If you're the Giants, you obviously release a big contract, but if you're the Bucks, it's like, man, maybe too little too late to get Gerald McCoy some help?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, that's a good team now. That's a good pass rushing team.
They've always been a good team. It's just that their offensive line and the inconsistency of Jameis has really brought that team down because they have every part.
Yeah,
They have a good defense, good defensive line, linebackers, receivers, running back. No, not really.
Not as of right now.
They have their franchise quarterback.
Where did Doug
Martin?
Yeah. He can go to Seattle.
I think he visited Seattle.
I don't know where he went.
Jameis, inconsistent because his offensive line sucks.
Yeah.
All right. I know. Hopefully they draft offensive linemen in the draft. I like that team. I really had high hopes, especially after watching their Hard Knocks season on HBO. you like kind of get like connected to the players and stuff. So sorry. With the addition of JPP though, he has one hand pretty much.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, he's still a good player. All right, let's do this because there has been so many names.
It's old news now. It happened so long ago.
It's old news, which is why instead of going one by one like Richard Sherman, Aqib Talib, I'm just gonna throw out a couple of teams that have made the biggest moves, and you're gonna say winners or losers. Okay, let's start out right away. L.A. Rams.
Winners,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they traded away Robert Quinn. You pick up Aqib Talib. They're definitely beefed up that defense whatsoever. I mean, every little problem they had last year, especially in the playoff game, they position by position, they pretty much improved on paper. You have a franchise QB, you got a franchise running back, you have Sammy Watkins still there. You know, you can make up. Yeah, Sammy's still there. You can make up for what you lack on offense with great players like those, and you beef up your defense, especially in that division, which now it's literally just them and 40 and San Francisco.
It's Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib.
Marcus. Yeah, they're
Aaron Donald.
Yes.
And then I don't think it's going to happen because they haven't paid Aaron Donald, right? You remember how he sat out at the beginning of last season? Ndamukong Suh, he visited that with the Rams. That would be crazy if you were to sign with them.
That'd be crazy because he's looking for a big deal. He's still dominant.
He's not like how he used to be.
And it's all about the system. Like the right scheme can make can definitely make up for a player's inconsistency now or just age or something like that. let's see. Let's stick with that division. San Francisco 49ers.
A win.
Pretty much right now. Actually, no. We will get to a team that took a no. Aqib Talib, re-sign Jimmy.
Richard Sherman.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. Black. Richard Sherman. Which to me, that was the biggest risk in the offseason, just to see what his health is. But it was a no shit move by Richard. Go to the division. You know, he's a guy who's motivated by negativity, and he's a guy who thrives off people telling him what he can and cannot do. So of course his name has been surfacing the trade rumors for the past two or three seasons. I want to say maybe 2 years now. His production has declined, but he's still Richard Sherman. Now, this is football. This isn't like basketball or baseball where the guy's names are like, okay, yeah, this is enough. It's all about production value. It's all about productivity. So he's the guy who his contract isn't crazy. It isn't prime time Richard Sherman, but definitely what San Francisco needed. And it's just going to be interesting now how his career was, how he became a household name versus the game against the 49ers and Michael Crabtree, that NFC Championship game, and now he actually plays for them. So it's going to be interesting to see how those matchups go. This is a good Thursday night football game in the making. That just because of the drama alone, it's Richard Sherman against his old team, and that his old team now, which sticking to that division, Seattle. I just said we're going to talk about a team that took a big L this year on the offseason. I don't think anyone besides us, the Patriots, lost as many players like they did. Mm-hmm. As of right now, they still have Earl Thomas, but you can pretty much consider him yours now. He's going to be gone. This time next year, we'll be talking about him signing with the Dallas Cowboys and hoping that he's still the Earl Thomas that we all know and love, one of the best safeties in the NFL. Cam Chancellor, where's he?
Dead.
I mean, really, I haven't heard a single thing about it except that they don't want him anymore. They traded away Jimmy Graham. He went to the Packers.
They have the running back still. Their
no running back. Line
still sucks. Receivers still mediocre.
And the only thing is that franchise QB that they have in Russell Wilson.
That's it.
And he's a great piece to have. But granted that he did, you know, it was because of his arm and his running ability and just his complete just superior athleticism that he gets away with a lot of shit that he, you know, that no one else can.
Yeah. They missed many opportunities. They had damn near the best defense for 3-4 years.
Everyone was talking about them.
They could have won two, at least three two. Super Bowl.
At least two.
At least two.
At least two. They did go back to back, and it wasn't for Pete Carroll fucking them over in the Super Bowl. Think about that. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, Malcolm Butler for the Pats.
Who?
He doesn't play for the Pats anymore, and that's exactly who Bill Belichick said. If it wasn't for, you know, his amazing interception, you know, we are talking about the Seahawks being one of the dynasties of the, you know, the, what is it, 21st century now?
Yeah.
Or the 2010, so to speak. Let's stick with players that they lost. Jimmy Graham, he goes to the Packers. This time last year, the Packers pick up a great tight end, Martellus Bennett. Well, how does that turn out? He doesn't even finish the season with them. Your thoughts, Jimmy? At this point, what's he was a huge failure in Seattle.
No, he was a huge failure because that's not the correct system to be in. He was so good with Drew Brees and the Saints because Drew Brees throws for 5,000 yards every year, every single year, damn near. That's a passing team. They're not a. This year is the first year they actually ran the ball a lot because they're two running backs, right?
And he still got his yardage.
And then whenever he went to Seattle, I mean, it was a big. I remember I was going through physical therapy for my knee. I was still in high school. I seen the trade. It was a blockbuster trade.
And this is Seattle coming off a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, and it was very overhyped. But the offense was, like, not the correct offense because they were more of a ground-and-pound team with Marshawn Lynch. You weren't seeing it. Russell Wilson throwing for 340 yards a game. No. It was more or less Marshawn running for 150, Russell Wilson throw for 150.
And who was their receiver? Their best receiver, their only receiver.
Doug Baldwin, yeah. Yeah. I mean, other than that, was nothing. So I wasn't surprised after realizing their offense wasn't fit for him. But now that he's on the Packers, I do see him making a huge impact.
Shit, seriously, now, man. They you know, sticking with the Packers, they released Jordy Nelson. Their best receiver.
I was very surprised.
I was really surprised.
That's too. Like Aaron Rodgers' best friend.
When it comes to the personal shit that ended a long time ago with me, especially when you're a fucking Patriot fan, like the fact that we didn't re-sign Danny.
Who?
Exactly. I mean,
I was surprised.
It's just
we like, talked about it though. I said that y'all don't need him because y'all have other guys as well.
We do,
y'all don't win two Super Bowls without him.
Exactly. But that sentimental value does not mean shit when it comes to the NFL, apparently.
It's a business, man.
It's a business, but that's the worst part of it all. In fact, on my way here, I was listening to Pardon My Take with Big Cat and PFT from Barstool, and they had Von Miller on the show. And this was about two-week-old episode, so I'm barely catching up now. But shout out to them. And Vaughn was in the studio, and they asked him, they go, what is the one thing you hate most about when it comes to the NFL fans? And he said, he goes, man, they don't understand when it comes to our money situation. They want us to take less, and they want us to stay somewhere. Like, they don't, he's like, I don't ask for them. I don't ask anything from them. I don't even know them. And he's like, don't get me wrong, I love them. But when I post something about my family on Instagram, why the fuck do you have to comment on my livelihood? Like, oh, you took this, so now, you know, you took this much money, so now it fucks us with this, or you're the reason why we couldn't go and get Kirk Cousins, or so to speak. And I've known this all along. I've known this for a very, very long time now, but it's the truth. It's like, I know we completely went off topic here, but I understand fully why Danny did what he did. You know, the Pats offered him a certain amount of money. They offered him a certain amount of playing time, and he knows that he still has plenty left in the tank. He picked a great place to go to. When it comes to football, no, but when it comes to life, yes, life after football, absolutely, because Danny knows that he's at the tail end of his career. So Miami offered him a great deal when it comes to a lot of money. Miami did lose their best receiver in Jarvis Landry, so Danny Amendola will be the focal point of that offense. Who throws in the ball? I have no fucking clue. They're not a running game team. They also lost their best running back midseason, Ajayi. So if I'm Danny Amendola, I completely get it. But I, as a big Danny Amendola fan, and I, as a Patriot fan who grew up with him, and you're right, without him, we don't win two Super Bowls. Fuck, you know, it stung. It stings seeing. I don't want to call them friends because we're not friends, but it just the players that, you know, you get so used to every Sunday and from practice from Tuesday to Friday. It's like, you know, you build this weird invisible bond, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But maybe one day when hopefully one day when your team wins and you see those players go to another team, you understand, like, oh, man, good for them. Or like, oh, man, you know, that's cool. Like Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo, one of the, you know, it was, you know, Danny now, just all these players that, you know, we had great runs with. It sucks to see them go, but fuck, good for them. Sticking with the Pats, fuck it. Deion Lewis, another great player, a guy who no one gave a shit about. You know, gets drafted by Philly, Cleveland cuts him, we pick him up, has his breakout game against you guys in Dallas, in Jerry's world, and Super Bowl champ. There was a stat before the start of the season that every game that he started, we didn't lose a single game that he started. Mm-hmm. I believe it was like a full 16-0. We were able to win a Super Bowl. Now where did Deion go?
He went to the Titans.
The Titans.
Yeah.
The Titans beefed up big time.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're still not going to do anything.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think with... Okay, so...
So I don't believe in Mariota, dude.
I don't believe in Mariota, but I believe in the pieces around him. Fuck, I mean... He beat the Chiefs. It wasn't anyone Chiefs else. Beat
themselves.
Come on. I don't Chiefs buy that themselves. Shit. Come I on. Do.
You have to.
I don't buy it with the 28-3. So you're saying the Falcons beat themselves?
Yes.
You're saying the Patriots did absolutely nothing to come back in that game.
But the Falcons did beat themselves by shitty play calling. And yes.
But I just counter with the Patriots having better play calling.
But that's true. That's true. But you, as a professional football team, you do not lose a lead like that.
But they did.
With the best offense in football.
They didn't.
It's you just beat them. You beat yourselves. Mm. Same thing, Titans beat themselves. Titans. Chiefs beat themselves. Tight end. What's his name? Chiefs. Your friend.
Dead.
No. What's his name?
Damn
Kelsey. It. Kelsey, yeah. He got hurt. Me and you both agreed. I asked you.
It's a football injury. It happens.
I asked you. But, yeah. But
Brandon Cooks got hurt.
I asked you. Do you think if Kelsey wouldn't have got hurt, would they have won the game?
No. I said that. I said absolutely not. Absolutely not. Kansas City would have definitely won that
game. Would have won that game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay, make sure. Brandon Cooks.
He doesn't get hurt?
Do they win the game?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
You can't. I don't think you can officially say that because. No.
Brady for 505 yards.
Let me finish.
Two guys not named Janie.
Let me finish.
Julian Edelman and Brandon Cooks.
But I'm gonna say that Kelsey is a way. They're both big impacts, right? But I'm saying in the game itself, Kelsey had a bigger impact versus the Titans than Cooks had versus the Eagles.
Cooks played less than Kelsey.
Yes. They both got the first what?
No,
first, damn near the first half. No. Cooks' first quarter.
Cooks' first quarter. Kelsey was right before the halftime. Look at how that game unfolded.
Two touchdowns, first quarter.
Look, Kelsey, yes. Look at how the game unfolded for New England. Everyone was open.
No.
And, yeah, everyone. You don't throw for 505 yards and not – in the Super Bowl, nonetheless. And, fuck, I mean, I wish we didn't bring this up. But it just still doesn't feel real. Like the only cool thing is that no one gives a single shit.
Oh, the city of Philadelphia cares.
No one cares about right now.
You do
right now. Philly could be Iraq, and we don't give a fuck. We just want them for their whatever resources that they have. Philly has none. If Trump bombed them right now, no one would care.
Yeah,
no one would give a shit. No, I have nothing. I'm no. Hope they get bombed. Sticking with the Titans, Malcolm Butler. You beef up that secondary. Is he a game changer? Yes. Is he what you need to get over the hump in that division? Maybe not, because you know Jacksonville's still there. Actually, you know what? Let me pause this. I'm gonna stick to the AFC South.
Here we go.
So 2 days ago at the gym, you weren't there, obviously.
Don't say that shit. I'm there every day.
You weren't there.
I'm there every fucking day.
Even Abel yesterday, he goes, where are your friends? I'm like, those cocksuckers give me shit for not being here.
Bitch,
Where are they? Ask them yourself.
You're never there at night, though. Not anymore. You haven't been there.
At night.
No, you go to the gym. You go to the gym every day.
Yeah.
I go every day except for yesterday. I didn't go yesterday. That's regular. That's regular. Hey, I'm still an animal. You? You don't go out night anymore. All your friends miss you. They all ask about you.
But the point is that I still go daily.
Good for you. I do too.
You just said you didn't go yesterday.
And you didn't. There's been times you haven't gone.
No.
Yes, there has.
Either I've been either I've been dead.
No. Yes, you've been dead. Yes, Andre. One time you did miss the full day. I'm not sure what day it was. A Tuesday, maybe. I don't know what day it was. It wasn't the time you went to the fair, but it was a couple weeks before that. You didn't go for whatever reason.
Oh yeah.
And I cried for 2 hours. I remember.
Well, get used to it. So I was at the gym.
Yeah.
A place that we established a year no longer go to. I look up to the TV screens and I see that Tyrann Mathieu has signed with the Houston Texans. And I shit you not.
Oh God.
Keep in mind, this is ESPN, so there's a reason why they're fucking dying. At the bottom, it said, are the Houston Texans
stop.
Listen, this isn't me. This is them. Tyrann Mathieu, a guy who's come up 2 ACL injuries to the Houston Texans, a team that cannot keep any player healthy. This is at the bottom. Are the Houston Texans now the AFC South favorites? With the Jacksonville Jaguars in that same division, who just played in the AFC Championship game, the Tennessee Titans, who played in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and the Indianapolis Colts, who still have the best quarterback in that division, whether he's hurt or not. T, help me out here. What am I missing that ESPN is seeing?
Well, you're a part of ESPN.
The fuck I am.
So I understand why they said it.
No.
You probably gave them that. I'm looking for some on Twitter, but I don't know why they said that.
That's so stupid.
I think it's because with Deshaun Watson coming back.
Speaking of that, did you see what happened today?
No, I didn't.
With the Texans that they brought in Lamar Jackson.
I see that.
And they take him in the first round. What does that tell you about Deshaun?
Nah, he's probably not healthy all the way.
Exactly. Right now. So how can you tell me that they are the favorites to win?
I don't know.
Now, babe, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but reality hurts. Your team fucking blows.
Yeah, you tell him, Logan.
I can say this because she's far away, but
you tell him.
Just, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like you have to come up with a better argument for me to believe that they are going to be competitors in that division. Much less the rest of the league. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, but dude, I like Tyrann Mathieu. He's good.
He's good.
He's good, dude. But he's not like. Is he going to change that? Is he going to make the defense better? Yes. No, he is. He will. He's better than any safety that they ever had in their fucking career.
True.
All right. Only thing I have, he's short, but I mean, I guess his athletic ability can make up for it.
Yeah, oh, he's a beast.
But he put up this stat. Look at it now. And it says, quote, next time we speak, understand this fact, right? I'm one of 3 players since I entered the league 5 years ago with 300 or more tackles, 25 or more tackle for loss, and 10 or more interceptions.
Is this NFL stats or college?
No, NFL stats.
Wow.
Right? It's in 5 years. 1 of 3 players have done that, and he's missed 16 games while doing that. It's pretty impressive.
He's
missed 16 games.
Why does it?
Now, like that's a whole extra more season.
Yes.
So imagine those numbers. Imagine how better those numbers would be if he didn't miss 16 games.
Who are the other 2 guys?
I don't know. He didn't name them. I'm guessing it's like Earl Thomas and Eric Berry. I'm guessing that's the only 2 I can think.
In the last 5 years?
In the last 5 years.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, overall, like, Troy.
No. I'm thinking the last 5 years. Oh. I'm guessing Earl Thomas, Eric Berry.
Not Devin McCourty. Fuck.
I don't know.
Can you name other Harrison safeties?
Smith maybe. I can't think right now.
Right now, yeah.
But yeah, I still.
I good, mean, shit, good for him.
Still good numbers. He will improve that defense. The offense, their offensive line still isn't good. No, having a running game. Deshaun Watson's their franchise quarterback. Hopefully he.
Hopefully he's healthy. I hope
he's back whenever. I'm not sure when the Cowboys play the Texans.
This one's come at you, but I don't. Know. I don't think that he'll be ready for Week 1.
No,
because he tore his.
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, it'll be really impressive if he is.
No, that would be different if we say Carson Wentz, because he definitely won't be ready for week one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he got hurt so late. But Deshaun got hurt. Like, it wasn't even mid-season, dude.
No, I think it was right at the mid-season point. It was the game after Seattle. Yeah. And that was a practice, mm-hmm. too. That's what I'm telling you. Like, if you're listening to this, I'm not trying to be a dick.
But I hope he's ready. I hope he's back whenever they play the Cowboys.
Yeah, you just got – yeah, exactly. Like, I was telling my girlfriend in the car. I was like, I'm not wishing for him to be to have, like, shitty health. Absolutely not. But you just got to understand how these injuries work and how his style of play affects potential injuries down the line. Like, this – there's – I mean, now it makes full sense why – the Texans are looking at a similar, very, very similar QB mm-hmm. in Lamar Jackson mm-hmm. out of, what is it, Louisville? Mm-hmm. So, yes, no shit. Like, if you're a Texan fan, yes, you should be hopeful, but be realistic and look at the landscape of the league and know very fucking well that you are not competing just yet.
Mm. I hate the Texans, but no, they're
probably
not.
This because you're going
to. They're not competing.
They're not competing. They're not.
But they'd be a lot better than last year.
And that they're still not competing.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, what are we aiming for here? Like, are we
I think they're better than the Titans. Yeah.
Really?
They're better than the Titans. 100%, wow. Dude.
I wouldn't even put them in they're better than the
Colts. Oh, dude. They're come on, dude.
No, this is...
Dude, come on. You're just being a hater now.
No. Trust me.
I know, but like, okay, come maybe on, I dude. Am on that okay, one. The Colts. But,
okay,
maybe I have them better than the Titans.
I had the Browns beating them.
Hey, dude.
No. Maybe not.
Dude.
Let's talk about the Browns. Fuck the Texans. Wait, sorry, baby.
I got to talk about the reason why. You know, no, fuck the Texans. I don't care. Talk about the Browns. Browns have been making some moves lately.
Been making moves? They are the moves makers.
They are the moves. Yeah. They have. Dude.
They made all the moves.
I'm expecting 5 wins. 4 to 5 wins this.
Fuck me, Tristan. You're expecting 5 wins?
Yeah.
If I'm the city of Cleveland... And if we get 7, if we go 8-8, I'm popping bottles like it's like we went back to back.
I'm expecting 5 wins, seriously. Dude, they have to draft Saquon Barkley. Do you have to?
You got to take the safest prospect in perhaps NFL history, not named Peyton Manning or, and I know that's a big comparison, or Lawrence Taylor. I mean, fuck, dude. When you say freaks of freaks. How do you pronounce his first name?
Saquon.
Saquon?
No,
Saquon. How did Dave pronounce it? Do you remember? But he was just like, "What up, Shaq?"
Dude, but would you take a running back first pick overall whenever you had the fourth pick available?
Yes. Precisely. That's why when 3 picks later, your guy is still there.
Here's the thing, though.
Say, keep talking.
I don't understand why. They want to draft a quarterback this season. I guess to develop it and get him used to their system, yes. But they have Tyrod Taylor. He's not taking the Super Bowl. He's not winning them.
He's not winning them 5 games.
He is. No, he won them 5 games. He will.
He didn't win a single game last year.
Yeah, he did.
Bro, they went 0-16.
I'm talking about Tyrod.
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod the Bills.
Oh, fuck. I'm thinking of, who am I thinking about?
I'm talking about the Kaiser.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
I'm talking about Tyrod. They got Tyrod now.
I apologize. So why take a QB in the first round now?
Dude, they're going to.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I completely forgot about that.
We've
yes.
been drunk for the past 2 weeks.
No, I've been sober.
Not yet.
All right, Kristen, let's go. Okay, so... I don't understand these mock drafts, dude. This is land of – I've never heard of this. So they have Cleveland Browns taking Sam Darnold, QB out of USC. That's a safe pick.
I've seen that everywhere.
He's a good kid.
Yes.
I actually saw him play.
He's good.
The New York Giants and New York Jets.
Now, this is new to me. With them getting Nick Bradley Chubb, I understand because they just released JPP.
Yes.
But go younger in that position. I've seen a lot of them go Saquon Barkley, number 2. I've seen a lot of them draft a QB since Eli's dead. I hope the Giants don't pick Saquon Barkley because I don't want to face him.
No,
but the Jets moved up. Stupidest thing ever. They just moved up 3 spots.
Since when? When did this happen?
About a week ago.
Who was there?
The Colts.
What did they give up?
They gave up 2 second-round picks. Stupid.
stupid.
Because that means
depends what the Colts. Well, man, no, if they want to get like, you don't know what's
if they want to get a QB, the Jets want to get a QB. They moved up. Pretty much what they're saying is like, oh, dude, I don't even know how to explain it. They're pretty much picking whoever they don't pick. Yes. Like whoever Cleveland and the Giants don't pick, that's who they want to get. Which shouldn't
you're
be
saying
right.
The Browns.
Yes.
Yes. So you're saying the Browns are going after best available and not exactly like...
No, I'm talking about the Jets are. That's what the Jets are doing.
Oh, you're saying that the Jets go best of... You're saying the Jets get in the third pick
the Jets whoever
the Browns and yes. The Giants don't get first and second. About, so you're saying...
I'm assuming that the top two picks are getting quarterbacks.
You really think... Mm-hmm. Man, I mean...
I don't want them to. I want...
I would not mind... How do you say it one more time?
Saquon.
I would not mind seeing Saquon go number one. Here's the only thing, though, and I know everyone's going to be like, oh, this is why you shouldn't have your own show because you're a kid. Here's the thing. In the right, this is me thinking with my Bill Belichick mindset. He is more than a running back. He is not an offensive player only. He's the guy you can literally plug in. He's got the intangibles. He's got the mechanics. He's got everything, the physical gifts to be a great football player.
He literally,
don't minimize him by only putting him as a something happened.
He's literally a more mature Zeke. That's the way I describe him.
I think he's a little bit freakier
than
Zeke.
He might be. I'm not saying he's not. I want to see what he is in the league. But if it goes like this, of course they would. I mean, that's what Cleveland wants. Cleveland's dream is for this to happen, them getting Sam Darnold and Saquon Barkley. That's the best thing that can possibly happen. But because the Jets, they need a QB, right? Yes. The Giants need one too.
Yes, a lot.
But, I mean, are they going to wait till this year or next year to get the QB? I'm not sure. Hopefully the Browns don't fuck up because they mess up every
single
year,
dude. That's all they
it's
do.
It's like they really get the best. Whoever they draft is the worst quarterback in the group.
Yep, that's exactly what they do. And none of these kids here, no disrespect to Rosen, Darnold, or Josh Allen. None of these kids right now, you know, no one's lighting up. You know, whenever they come on the screen, I don't see them like, oh shit, like they're the next big thing. Again, no disrespect, could be entirely wrong. But the safest out of them four, Saquon,
yeah,
is the safest thing. Again, I go back to my point. Sorry, I got distracted really fast. I go back to my point. You put him in the right team. And I know that people are going to say, oh, if you put him in a good team, of course, he's got other great players around him they're gonna take away from what he can't do. Mm-hmm. Incorrect. When you got a once-in-a-lifetime athlete, not football player, we still don't know. I've been timing it here, dude. We're good. You don't have to do that.
Oh, no, I'm not.
We're good. We got 10 minutes. Man, dude, it's got me excited now. It's got me really excited. Just football talk again. We haven't had this in a while. Not just on the show, but in our life in general. Don't. if I draft, let's say I'm Bobby Kraft, and I take him. I take him. Let's say the Patriots trade up all the way up and get him. He is my slot receiver to replace Danny.
Fuck. Dude, what?
Listen, he's my slot receiver to replace Danny. And even if he only lines up as a slot receiver, he's a guy you got to keep your eyes on just in case.
He's pretty much saying he is a Le'Veon Bell 2.0. Yeah.
High five. High fucking
because
five.
I mean, you're not going to put him in the slot every fucking play.
Of course right? not. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I know. I thought that's what you were trying to say.
No.
He really is a Le'Veon Bell.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger. He's light skinned. So he's probably nicer.
Dude, I love Le'Veon.
Yeah.
That's what he is, though. Exactly. That's a good comparison.
That's an amazing comparison. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
But before. Do you draft number one? A running back going number one?
You drafted Tyrod. I mean, you traded for Tyrod Taylor for a reason.
Exactly. That's why I don't understand it. Like, I get it. You maybe want to get your quarterback. You understand Tyrod's not taking you far, but why even go for him? If that's the mindset,
why trade for a starting quarterback and draft
another quarterback?
A starting quarterback with your first overall pick.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but it's a Cleveland Browns.
It's going to happen.
So if it was any other team, we are literally like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But because it's the Cleveland Browns, we're expecting something to go wrong. Mm-hmm. What if...
No.
The possibilities of Saquon dropping because of Cleveland fucking up. How pissed would you be if he were to go to, let's say, the... If he goes to the Chicago Bears...
Oh, dude, hell no, he won't go that far.
If he goes to Tampa. And that's what Jameis needs. That'd be fucking
awesome, dude.
And that's what Jameis needs. I'd
cry a river.
He does not drop anywhere past the 10th overall
pick. He doesn't drop past the 5th overall
pick. He doesn't... No, but because it's Cleveland. Like, even if you're the Colts, like, you can't rely on Frank Gore forever.
Like, I really think if Saquon's there at 3, they get him.
The Giants. The Jets.
I don't think the Jets.
No, dude, not the Jets.
Who's their running back right now? It ain't Matt Forte. He's dead.
It's not Chris Ivory, right? I don't know
why. I'm not sure what happened to him, but they need a running back too.
Yeah, but when you got it's the Jets, man. Like, you exactly. got to compete against Tom, so you need a running. You need a quarterback.
Yeah, but Tom's
not gonna be there forever.
Exactly. So get him now. You got a quarterback next year. McCown didn't do terrible last year.
But he's older than Tom.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Josh?
I thought he was like 20.
Plus another 20. Jesus.
Really?
McCown's been in the league longer than you've been alive, probably.
Jeez, no, fuck that.
He's almost 40 years old.
I want to see how old he is. Take a guess.
38.
38.
Okay. 38. You take a guess before you look it up.
34.
Yeah. I know. I got this one. Okay. I'm looking at the...
Josh McCown.
Whoa. These fucking mock drafts make no sense to me, dude.
38. What'd you say?
38.
No, you didn't.
Bitch, we can replay this. Oh, I at the beginning I said 40. And then I said 38. You said 34.
Well, I thought you said 39.
No. Either way, I saw. Okay. To stick with just all right. Listen to this. Look,
okay, go
listen
ahead.
To this. You guys have the 18th pick. You know that.
Yeah.
Sorry, you have the 19th pick.
We have. Look, it's either going to be. I'm telling people it's going to be. It's either Roquan Smith. There is Calvin Ridley. There is an offensive guard there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley to the Cowboys.
That'd be awesome.
Dude. Is this your dude. Favoritism or is this you being realistic?
No, this is being realistic.
What happened to Dez? Still there.
He's still there.
Surprising.
He's still there, but he's not the same Dez.
No.
He's not.
And you bring in a fucking young
beast. It's weird because like it's not every year. Julio Jones went to Alabama.
Yes.
Good. Amari Cooper, he's good too. It's Alabama too. Yes. It's always like every couple years they have that one receiver who's really good.
And every year they have a dominant
running back. Is Calvin really that guy like Julio or Amari? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure because...
He's not a Julio, but he can definitely be an Amari Cooper. Because he's not like...
He's not a physical freak when it comes to stature and speed like Julio. Yeah, no. He's not... I want to say he's as consistent as Amari. But
Amari didn't do shit last year, dude.
The only thing, no, he didn't. But it's because Derek Carr was hurt a lot.
Yeah.
The one thing that I will say that stands out, that has him on his own little pedestal when it comes to Ridley over Julio, not over, but around there, mm-hmm. Julio and Amari Cooper, mm-hmm. was that Julio and Amari had a much, 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 much better QB throwing mm-hmm. the ball in Alabama and AJ mm-hmm. McCarron, and yeah. then some other kid. Ridley, for his entire time in Alabama, I believe he had two different quarterbacks, and none of them could throw the ball. They were all running QBs. Dude.
Yeah, I remember.
Could you imagine if he would have had this Hawaiian kid that won him the game, the second string, if he had that guy throwing him the ball, his stats would have doubled, especially, and you know, you got to take Alabama stats with a grain of salt, because they play two or three good teams. Yeah. At the end of the year. Besides that, they beat up on fucking like Bresport College and shit like that. But I'm surprised he went there with Ridley for you guys. I can see that would be awesome. Yeah,
I think you go way before that. But what I've seen so far, I've seen a D-tackle go. I've seen a linebacker, receiver, an offensive guard because we need an offensive guard. That's pretty much it. A linebacker maybe.
All right.
What do they have
I'm
there?
I'm going to throw this name out for
Tell
you.
Tell me.
All right. Dallas Cowboys with the number one pick. I'm sorry, with the 19th pick.
Number one pick.
Yeah. Maurice Hurst.
Maurice Hurst, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Michigan. Yes.
Good.
All right. Play the guessing game again. If you had And this is where this fucking, this is where I lose credit. Now I don't look at it yet.
Okay, sorry.
This is where I lose credibility to this page, Land for 10. Mm-hmm. Never heard of it. Mm-mm. But it was the number one Google. New England Patriots with the 31st overall pick. Should have been 32nd. Guess what the position they have, these cocksuckers have, is going with the number one, with our first overall pick.
QB.
Close.
Really?
Very close. You're very hot.
Running back?
You're getting a little bit hotter.
Damn. Receiver.
One more.
Fuck me. Tight end.
Yes.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
Exactly. Mark Andrews, tight end out of Oklahoma.
Never heard of him.
White boy.
Look, I'm going to tell you the best, the one I go to, the mock draft I go to. Go to Google. Type in Walter.
Walter?
Yeah, Walter. Yeah, there you go. Those are my peoples.
Is it Walter right football? Yeah, that's it right there. Never heard of this.
And I like them.
Who are these guys?
I don't know, but
this looks like a fucking 1998 internet page.
Exactly.
Where is
it? Just stay there. You're good. Scroll down. Oh god.
This website is so shitty.
No. I love this website.
I'm about to get a fucking porn pop up.
No way. What are you doing?
It's the internet.
Oh.
And this website.
No, not the website. It's the way it's stitched. All right. Just give it a minute, dude.
Girls are coming. Just give it a minute.
That's more accurate. I like that. They have people. They predict trade ups, which are very possible. Like right there, you just saw. Did you see the second pick? Who it was? The Bills. Bills need a QB. They can easily draft up, go up, second pick overall, get a QB. Yeah. Nah, just
fuck. I don't know. I don't know what you did.
I just
killed my computer.
There you go.
That would be so interesting if the Bills trade up to the second overall pick.
They have Sam Darnold first.
Yes.
Right?
Sam Darnold. Dude, they have every mock draft that we've seen, they have Saquon going to the Browns. Mm-hmm.
Read that real quick.
As discussed earlier, the Browns will almost certainly be able to obtain Saquon Barkley, number 4 overall. This is their dream, as they want to establish a strong running game with the best prospect of the position in a very, very long time. That's exactly what I just got done saying. The obvious comparison for Barkley is Marshawn. Oh, I know this guy very well. He'll be more than just running back. That's exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. I think I like your comparison a lot better just because of the people who listen to us. Mm-hmm. A little newer generation. A lot of people really don't know Marshall Faulk. I know you do. I know I do. Let's see.
I want him.
Derwin James, yeah, safety of Florida. Wow. I thought I said QB. Mm-mm. They have Trubisky. That would be cool for Jimmy G. All right. Sorry, people. I know we're just Tristan and I are reading out.
Yeah, you have to go to the number. You have to go to this.
Oh, wow, Tristan. Drunk girls caught in an awkward position in the late.
sorry. No, that's round two. You got to go to right there.
No wonder you like this website.
They have, I think the Cowboys have Roquan Smith. Yeah, they do.
Roquan Smith, linebacker out of Georgia. Pretty much any linebacker prospect comes out of the South, you can pretty much guarantee.
Okay, who do the Patriots have?
I'm keeping my eyes closed.
I'll tell you.
Okay, you tell me. Tell me when to stop.
No, keep going. Keep going. You're good. Just add. Why is there a dick on there? No, just say. No, go. Go down. Keep going. Okay, you can stop.
Ooh, all right, let me. Okay. Now okay. My turn. My turn to take a guess.
What is the biggest need for the Patriots?
Me. Realistically. Corner.
Okay, what about offense?
A running back. No. Sorry. James White's still there. Okay. And Rex. We just re-signed Rex. Mm-hmm. Man, the second tight end is there. Left tackle. Fuck, how can I? We just lost Nate Soldier. Left tackle.
You got it.
That's who they said?
Offensive tackle.
Colton Miller. Left tackle, dude. Mm-hmm. We got to replace Nate. Sorry. We just got to replace Nate. Yeah, you know, he was, you know.
Hey, there's a guy that the Cowboys were talking to. Oh, what's his name? Damn.
From us?
Yeah, from y'all. And
you guys lost Orlando Scandrick.
Dude, he sucks balls.
He's been wanting to release for a while.
If I can find it real fast,
it wasn't Matthew Slater.
No,
because we just re-signed. That motherfucker talked to Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna try to find it real fast.
What was he offense or defense?
Offensive tackle. Well, offensive lineman.
Yeah. Wasn't David Andrews.
No.
What was it? Cameron? Marcus Cannon? No, not Marcus Cannon. Marcus
Cannon.
Cameron Fleming? Was it him?
It might be.
Fleming?
That looks familiar. That sounds like that? That sounds familiar.
He's good. He's a backup, but he's still good. For y'all's system?
Whenever I find it, I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, we hit the 45-minute mark. This was fun. This was really fun.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Yeah. We'll be back on Tuesday. We'll probably finish this up.
Homework. Yeah, homework. Both of us have homework.
That is.
I wanted to create.
Write it down.
Our own mock draft with the top 10 picks.
Write it down. Hold up. I'm writing it down.
Uh-oh.
I got all my notes. Our top 10 picks?
Our top 10 picks. The original top 10 picks.
And this is keeping in mind, this is barring any trades as of right now.
Let's not include trades. That makes it a little more
difficult. So however the lineup is set as of this moment is what we're going to go with.
Yeah, as of this moment, yes.
Okay, I'm writing it down right now. So Tuesday, you said our top 10. Our.
Based off needs.
Top just on needs, not a dream fantasy type scenario. Based on needs, damn, that means we got to do homework on the top 10 shittiest teams in the NFL. Our top 10 draft based on needs. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and that will be our segment. That'll be part of our segment next week.
And then need to do for Thursday. For Thursdays, we need to do our.
We'll just do 10. We'll do 1 through 10, and then 10 through 20, and then 21 through 32.
Well, I was going to say, okay, that's cool, but just in case that we get lost, or like there's a lot of players on here that we don't know, I was going to suggest for Thursday.
We can just do our teams.
Exactly. I was going to do our top, because I know we don't have, I believe that we traded our third round pick for, fuck, who did we just sign? Big name. I can't.
Big name?
Yeah. Really? We just got a big name. It wasn't the guy from the Falcons.
You have Adrian Claiborne, right? That's the guy from the Falcons.
I think, yeah. Okay, no, it wasn't him. Claiborne. Fuck, who was it?
What a Patriots fan.
Who was it? Huh?
So what a good Patriots fan.
I've been so out of the loop when it comes to football, and not for any reason specifically. I've been trying to deal with these fucking here. Let's. I'm gonna pull it up because it's really driving me crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Oh, Danny Shelton.
Oh, I know we just re-signed
Jason McCourty, Cordell Patterson.
Cordell. We just traded for Cordell. Was it a third round pick to the Raiders? Mm-hmm. Third or fifth? I believe it was a third round pick.
I don't think it would be a third round pick for Cordell.
You'd be surprised.
He's a good return guy.
And he's a giant body that would be interesting to see. He is
big, dude.
He's so big. So I – fuck, dude. Like I don't know. That's who I was, Cordell Patterson. All right. Again, thank you so much for listening. Apologize for the vacation that we took, so to speak, but – bear with us.
That you took. So
No. You were the one who was on spring break. Nope. My grind never stops. but all right, I'm uploading this as soon as we get done. But again, thank you so much for listening. Episode 159. We're back. Bear with us. The NBA playoffs are about to begin very, very soon, very shortly. So we're excited about that. And the draft is almost around the corner, literally next month. So we're going to give you guys our best mock drafts. We're not going to try to be dicks like Mel Kiper and the other guy on ESPN. Like, we're going to try to be as realistic. Tristan nailed it best. We're going to look at what the teams need, not so much a fantasy thing like these cocksuckers like to do. But thank you so much. We're back. T, anything else you got to say?
Nuh-uh.
You got to shave, son. You got that neck beard going on.
I got to get a haircut today, dude.
All right. See you guys.